Welcome to our pre-show. It's the show before the show. We're about 3 minutes away from the official show, and we're just going to chat a little bit casually with Ed Manhart, who is here joining me. He's our director of the retirees and EAP department. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tanya. It's an honor to be here.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about you. We have about 2 minutes before we officially go on.
About me, 30 years ago today, I went to work for Transworld Airlines and became an aircraft mechanic, and I started working under the IAM 30 years ago today.
Excellent.
So, yeah, so that's kind of a cool milestone for me.
And how did your career move along? How did you end up at headquarters?
Well, I actually was very involved in the local lodge and in the union movement for many years, you know, working with all of the membership with legislative issues. I was kind of, you know, tapped to do that for a while because we were active in the community about the airline issues. So I did that with the legislative committee in our lodge. I worked with the Missouri State Council of Machinists and the St. Louis Labor Council. I was also able to take care of our local lodge newsletter, and I worked with Brother Dave Stack, who recently passed and we miss. Then I became the communicator at District Lodge 142. From there, I went on to become the educator for Midwest Territory, and I've been in this current position for the last 3 years.
So that's why you're so comfortable in front of the camera, because you've been a communicator.
I don't know if that's the case, but I mean, you know, this is really what we do, and it's very natural for me to talk about what we do and be part of this great union.
Excellent. Okay, we don't want to give the whole show away, but really briefly, we have less than a minute. Last time we saw you was in March.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have a room full of retirees that we're going to show you in a moment, not quite yet, but it's 3 o'clock, so let's get started.
Activate your voice! Activate it now! Live from Maryland, this is Activate Live!
Welcome to Activate Live. It's our weekly show highlighting machinist union members across the United States and Canada. I'm Tanya Hutchins, your host and a communications representative here at IAM headquarters in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Now, here is the latest reaction in the IAM to news of the president's nominee of the U.S. Supreme Court.
The White House has nominated D.C. Circuit Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement in late June.
Well, I thought it was perhaps the safest choice for the president, but possibly the worst choice among the alternatives for working men and women and their unions.
According to labor lawyers who studied his track record, Kavanaugh has a history of ruling against working people and their unions.
In terms of the business community and the corporate interests in this country and money, he is their dream choice.
Kavanaugh has regularly rejected employees' right to receive employer-provided health care. He also often sides with employers in denying employees relief from discrimination in the workplace.
He's been hostile to organized labor and to working people really throughout his career in the court.
The Supreme Court as a whole is already showing signs of an anti-labor bias. Just look to the recent case in Janus versus AFSCME.
We're seeing cementing a hardcore right-wing Republican majority that's, you know, young, getting younger, that are aggressive.
It's up to working people like the machinists to tell their senators to question Kavanaugh on his record against working people. Confirmation hearings could begin as early as August.
Elections matter. This is what happens when Republicans win the presidency and control the Senate. And until we vote and take back the Senate and take back the presidency, this will continue to happen. So mobilize now, mobilize tomorrow, and mobilize in the future. That's really the only hope to take the country back.
We'd like to thank IAM General Counsel Mark Schneider for taking the time to put his perspective on this latest pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. So keep an eye on iMail and all of our social media pages for the latest information, including our website, goiam.org. Now, we asked you all over the holiday, the July 4th holiday, to send us pictures about what you were doing during that holiday. and some of you actually answered that call. So we're going to take a look at a few of those pictures. We asked you to send in, you know, what your Independence Day looked like to you. So this first one is from Adam Beasley from Local 2003 in Enterprise, Alabama. He's in our Southern Territory. I don't know how many flags are there, but he did some hard work. So go, Adam. This is from, well, we went through Bill Lipinski. It was from our Midwest Territory. This is from IM 837 in Missouri. I also think Wendy Osborne, those were her dogs, Wendy Osborne, and you saw a quick pic of me. That's Bill Lipinski's motor there. Bill, if you're watching, you're going to have to write in comments exactly what this is and why you were working on it on the 4th of July holiday. And I think this one there is from 837, and the dogs are Wendy Osborne's dogs, all dressed up. So thank you for showing us what freedom means to you. That was me and Mir Woods. I was out in San Francisco for the first time ever. It was on my bucket list, and I checked it off the bucket list. So I'm so glad that I was able to do that. So we are so glad that you all had the day off, those of you that did have the day off, because we work so hard to get paid holidays into our contracts. So thank you for sharing your photos with us. And we'll ask you in the future to share with us again. So just keep an eye on all our social media pages, because we'd like to highlight you, our members. Well, this is somewhat of a special edition of Activate Live, because we have a live studio audience full of retirees that are hard at work all across the country, the U.S. and Canada. Are there any Canadians in here? All right, see, we have plenty of Canadians. A few of them are speaking with us today. Do we want to show our live audience yet? There they are. All right. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to talk to a few of them, but first, we're going to give you a few statistics. Did you know that more than 30 million Americans are over the age of 65, which used to be considered retirement age? An estimated 10,000 workers enter retirement every day. Retirees are our family members, our neighbors, our friends. And when you look at voting records, here's what you'll find. We asked the Alliance for Retired Americans to share some of its research. More than 137 million Americans voted in the last presidential election. Retirees made up 16% of those voters, who traditionally vote in larger numbers during midterm elections. This November, pollsters expect nearly 34% of voters to be retirees. That's great news for seniors making their voices heard in voting booths across the country in every territory of the Machinist Union. So it's a very productive electorate. It's a very active electorate. And that's a little bit of what we'll be talking about today. But first, let's talk with the IAM's Director of Retirees and EAP Services, which stands for Employee Assistant Program, about a class that has been taking shape all this week. Ed, tell us a little bit about the Retiree Strategy Program.
Well, the RESP, or the Retirees Education Strategy Program, has been going on since this Monday. We kicked it off with the whole intent of forming and actually continuing with the 2018-2020 plans, or the club action plans. We start off the week where we have our retirees learn about how to form a club, how to form a committee, what's the best way to do that, how to get other people involved. Then we have them start off with a small action plan. Then we have several guest speakers, a lot of them which come out of headquarters. They come down and they help us out with, you know, the latest and the greatest. What's going on in the legislative arena? What's going on with Social Security? We've had strategic resources to explain what's going on with Social Security and Medicare, the state of those programs as they prepare to go to Capitol Hill. So we had a really good prep time for them to go lobby today.
So tell us, why is it so important that we have these clubs organized so well?
Well, because if we have the clubs organized well, we keep everybody in touch with their union. And when we keep the retirees active and we keep them in touch with our union, we're able to educate the younger members that are in the union, and they're able to mentor those younger workers. And those younger workers are able to help our retirees too. You know, with a lot of the things that go on with the local, and especially in forming and maintaining a retirees club and committee.
Because we have a lot of experience in this room. I mean, if you think of all the years of work that everyone collectively has done, that's a lot to pass on.
It's amazing. I mean, we couldn't be more proud of all the folks that are with us today and all of our retirees. If it weren't for our retirees, we wouldn't have the great union that we have. I mean, the historic nature of what they've done and where we are today, it's really makes me feel proud, you know, to be a machinist and to have all of them that have come before me, and now they're back with us and they're helping us.
Now the retirees are in these clubs are working on organizing.
Oh yes.
And tell us a little bit about that, because it's taken a step up.
Oh yes. Thank you for asking about that. We started off a little more than a year ago with trying to get retirees interested in, you know, coming back into the lodge. And one of the best ways, because of their experience with, you know, their industry, where they're from, and especially with mentoring the new person, we have been able to bring people up to where we can get them to fill out an organizing form to volunteer online.
Or and that is available online.
This
right?
is available online.
There it is. Okay.
Or they could work, you know, by going and applying online or through the IAM mobile app. So there are several ways for them. We have tablets, which there are 50 per tablet. If anyone wants to contact our department, we'd be more than happy to send them out to their lodge. And we would ask that all lodges support the retirees' efforts in the organizing and in the lodge with the committee and with a club, so that we could keep everyone attached to the union.
And you have an open door, don't you? I know people
Absolutely.
Call your office all the time.
Yes, ma'am, they do.
We have the phone number that we can put up on the screen. If you'd like to call and you have any questions for the Retirees and Employee Assistance Program Department, just call this number. It's 301-967-4717. That's 301-967-4717. And the information that Ed talked about is on our website, which is goiam.org. That's www.goiam.org. And if you want to navigate through that, you just click on departments and then go down to headquarters, and then you'll see the retirees department is listed right there, and you can find all of the information that you need. And if you need help, just call the number. Anything else you'd like to mention, Ed?
Well, I would just like to mention that our retirees have been up on the Hill today, and we've prepared very well all week long for this, and we're looking forward to sharing that experience tomorrow morning. And we would like to also just make sure that all retirees out there know that they're always welcome to attend our programs, and we'd love to have them come in, because there's always something that everybody can learn from one another, and we really appreciate all they've done.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us, Ed.
Thank you very much, Tanya. It's my pleasure.
So what do you think? You can clap. It's okay. So what do you think? Comment now to activate your voice about retirement income and issues important to you as you think about retirement and your ability to survive as cost of living increases. So you can comment right now or even during the replay. We'd like to welcome our replay viewers. Bill Lipinski has gotten back to us. He says the Mercury boat engine was made by our members in District Lodge 10, Local Lodge 1947. He took the kids on the boat, so he was showcasing our members. He said it's the best marine engines made by our IAM members. So thanks, Bill, so much for sharing your photo from your July 4th weekend. So anytime you want to comment during our show, you can do that. I'm going to ask Calvin to scoot on in as close as he can to this mic, because our next guest is Calvin Davis. He's from IAM Local 777 in St. Louis, Missouri. I say Missouri because I'm from New York, but you say Missouri, don't you?
Yeah, Missouri, yeah.
Oh, see?
I say the same way.
All right, so I'm not that wrong.
No, you're not that wrong.
Oh, my God. Okay, Ramon Garcia is saying howdy, Calvin, from the Southern Territory.
Howdy,
so
howdy.
We want to say hi back to Ramon.
Hi, Ramon.
So thank you so much, Calvin, for being here. First,
thank you for having me.
First, tell us a little bit about where you worked, how long you were there.
Right, I started out with a company with International Harvester in 1978, and it went under in 79 in the body shop department And then so I went to a company, another trucking company, rebuilder, which was White Line Wreck Rebuilders. I was with them for 9 years, and that's when I came under the District 9 pension plan. And from there, I went to a company called Hogan, C&M, Hogan Transportation, which I was there for 26 years, and I retired from there with a total of 34 years in IAM local.
So what made you start to get involved with the union?
Well, I started out, like everybody, in a non-union body shop. And in that body shop, you know, you worked on percentage. 1 week I can go in there and make $400 or $500. The next week I couldn't hardly clear 100. So I said, and talking with a friend of mine that worked for International, he said, well, you might punch a clock, but you have a steady salary and benefits. So this inspired me to go in there and to check with him, and I filled out an application, and behold, I got hired. And that started my union.
Did you notice the difference right away working
in a
union?
I didn't. It was a little bit of a cut in pay totally from the end of the year. But within the next 2 years, I was above what I was already making then. So it ended up being an increase, which it was an increase with my union benefits, was an increase. But at that time, being a young man, I did not look at that as an increase. Because, you know, you didn't look at your pension fund that was going into it, and you didn't look at the health benefits and whatnot you were getting.
So you but learned to appreciate it.
I learned to appreciate it all as a whole, and when I realized that with young kids, I had three young kids, and one hospital visit, and see that I wasn't being murdered with hospital bills, but hey, I got excited then. I was all in.
See, that's what the union difference
that's
makes.
That's what the union difference makes, it is.
So we've been talking a lot about right to work for less across the country, and especially
yes.
in Missouri.
Yes.
You have been hard at work. Tell us a little bit about what you have been doing and explain what Prop A is.
Prop A is a way that we're fighting back. In Missouri, we started out with, we had to get so many signatures, which was over 200,000 signatures, out of all 8 districts in Missouri. We were well above that. We've got over 300 and some thousand. So that put the freeze on the right to work that our governor just came in office and signed right immediately, Governor Gregg. So this came into Prop A, so after we got that, and this was an order to send it to the voters of Missouri.
And that election's coming up, right?
That election is coming up, which is August
7th?
7th, yes.
Okay.
And so far in August 7th, now what we've been doing about this Prop A is trying to educate our members, our family members, the public in general, just what Prop A is. You know, they try to change the language around a little bit and to mess people up because you vote yes for Prop A, you think they're getting voting right to work. Yeah, well, everybody's got a right to work.
Yeah, so it sounds like a
good
thing.
So it sounds like a good
thing,
but it's not a good thing. So you want to vote no on Prop A, and that way we will kill this right to work bill or the right to work for less because it takes away from working families and also, whether union or non-union, it affects all of our working rights, abilities, and the ability to bargain contracts and fair wages.
So you're explaining why right to work is wrong.
Why right to work is wrong. That's correct.
Have you been phone banking, knocking on doors, or both?
We've been both. We're phone banking, we're knocking on doors. We have a phone banking running 24 hours. Well, it's not really 24 hours. It's 7 days a week, and we're there usually from 10 in the morning, and it usually runs to like about 8:30 in the evening. We're doing it from the machinist hall. We're doing it from several different other places in Missouri.
So you have people who are getting off work and going
right
straight to the phone bank or straight
some of
out.
Us. And then the retirees are doing a lot of the morning shift. Everybody else is working. So we depend on our retirees to go in and help with some of these because, see, we want the best for our kids and our family members or the younger generation that's coming along behind us.
Do you have your little script ready to go now that you've been talking to so many people? Like,
no.
If you were knocking on my door, what would you say to me if I knew nothing about right to work?
If you knew nothing about how I would come to you and I'd say, hi, my name is Calvin Davis. I'm with the Machinist Union. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about Prop A, the election that's coming up in August, on August the 7th. And a little reason why I would like for you to vote no on Prop A. Prop A is really taken away from you and me and our rights and for the working families of America, for this state. And right to work is just wrong for Missouri. Missouri has a good, viable economy set up already and going. And what we'll, you know, whether to lose it or not, just want to make the best offer for you to let you know that and what the difference would be in it.
So this must mean so much for someone to hear from another person.
Yes.
Especially when you knock on a door of a retiree.
Right, you do. And see, and you believe it or not, some of our own union members are the hardest one to understand sometimes. But then, you know, when you talk to them and get them to see what the big picture of it all is as a whole, then they come around. Everybody's not really very active in a union, even though they're union members. Those are the ones we have to really educate.
Tell me a little bit about what you're hearing on the ground about when you're out there, either knocking on doors or talking to people. What are you hearing from workers?
I'm hearing very good news from them. A lot of them. And see, Right to Work was defeated in 1978 by the voters of Missouri. But the House and the representatives we have in Missouri, which is a Republican House, and Senate, they are just refusing it. A big business is steady pouring money in to try and undercut workers. So I'm hearing very good news from the general public, and our message is getting out well. And I look for a big win on August the 7th.
Well, I hope so. We're trying to give more power to Main Street and not so much to Wall Street.
That's right.
Well, we're hoping to hear from our viewers who are watching now, whether they're watching live or the replay later on.
Okay.
Because we have made it very easy for people to comment and either give their support and tell us what they think. So I'm just going to refresh my screen right here so I have all the latest comments on there. Anything else that you would like to mention for anyone who may not know a lot about getting involved with the union in Missouri?
Getting involved in the union in Missouri, yeah. If you're retired and you want to join a retiree club, you know, where our doors are open and we're taking any union member and their spouses, our doors are open, their clubs are open, and we're really looking forward to it. If you ever also work with the Retired for America Alliance for Retired Americans, the ARA, and we have a big push going on that in Missouri as well, and we have a convention coming up on the 17th for all our retirees, 17th of July, which is next week. So we're involved in getting everything, the biggest of things, moving in Missouri.
I know what I want to ask you.
What
motivates you to get out there and work so hard?
Because I've learned so much from it. And when you come through the ranks, I came through the ranks of an officer from the Sentinel all the way up to president of my local. I was president of my local for 10 years of Local 777. And I am a very proud union member and a hard worker for.
Well, thank you. We appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
If you are just joining us, we have a live studio audience here in our studios in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. This is a special edition of Activate Live about retirees, retirement. We're talking pensions, Social Security. Please let us know what you think about retirement by commenting on this video. What are your prospects for retiring, and will you retire when you want to? We would like to know. We'd like to hear from you watching at home, even during our replay. So you can comment on this Facebook page. You can also hit the reply button on Twitter and talk to us that way as well. Just let us know what you think. Are you a retiree? Adriana Picasso, she's one of our regular viewers. She's saying hi from Sterling, Virginia, Local 1759. So, hey, Adriana, let us know what your plans are. When do you plan to retire? I don't think you're that close. But, yeah, get the ball rolling. Let's get some conversation going there. Our next guest is Andrea Gorman of Local 1584. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Fremont, California. So, welcome, Andrea. Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about you first. I'm asking you to scoot in just a little bit so we can hear everything you say.
Okay.
So we can get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about where you started out, how you got involved with the union.
Well, as she told you, my name is Andrea Garman, and I'm a very proud machinist, have been for 36 years now. And I got involved because I had three sons I was raising, and I was independent thanks to the union. I was able to have a good life. They were able to have a good life. And I wanted to say thanks back to all the people that worked so hard to get me what I had gotten, because without them working first, I wouldn't have had a great contracts and the great life that we had.
What do you think about this class that's going on a couple times a year down at the Wimpasinger Education and Technology Center in Hollywood, Maryland?
I think it's really important because as retirees, we're close to the, I mean, we're all proud union people, and being among each other, we get to relate to the past and see a great future ahead because of some of the work we've been doing as well as what people have done before us. So the class, to me, is a way that we get to see our accomplishments and build it more.
Now you, I understand, went to Capitol Hill today.
Yes, we
and
did.
Lobbied. And one of the issues that you talked about is Social Security. And I think we have a graphic that we can put up on the screen. The average annual benefit, looking at records from 2015, is $16,101. That's the average Social Security benefit. Do you think most people are surprised at that number?
Well, you know, yes, a lot of people, I think, I have found people thought people got more, but when you retire, because you work so hard and you work all your life for your retirement, but if it wasn't for having our pension to go for our Social Security, people could not just live on Social Security.
So what did you tell your representatives when it came to the issue of Social Security and pensions when you spoke to them?
That's an entitlement. We earned it. We paid into it. It's nothing they're giving us. It's nothing coming out of tax dollars. And it's we give up other rights that we have in the past to work, to get pensions and get Social Security. They should never even think about touching it.
That's what I was going to ask you. How does it make you feel when you hear of the prospect of someone trying to take away a pension or even Social Security benefits from somebody who's already retired?
All I can think of is they work. Don't they realize anytime you get one benefit, they've taken already away from you something else that they did not give you. You might have taken less pay an hour, one more day you had to work, but you earned that money. They never gave it to you. So they should never even think about taking it from you because you've already earned it.
I mean, if you think about taking away money that someone is depending on, and we all think whether we're working or not working, you know, what if we didn't have that paycheck? Or what if somebody cut our paycheck in half? A lot of us would be homeless or having to stay with relatives, and it's already hard enough.
I know when I first went out on disability, like I said, I was self-supporting. I had a lot of fears. I didn't know what was going to happen to me, but because of the union and the hard work everybody had done ahead of time, I found out that I was sitting in a way that I was going to be able to live a happy life, all because of the hard work. And like we said, we earned it. It wasn't given to us.
That's right. That must be such a relief.
Yes, it was. If it wouldn't, I mean, I think every month when I get my pension check, the IAM notified me that I was getting a pension check. I was 56 years old, and I didn't know I'd be getting anything self-supporting. I thought I was going to lose everything. But they let me know that I had a pension coming. And I remember when I worked at Sherwin-Williams, we were there for 7 years. In 88, they were going to close us, and you needed 10 years to be vested. Our union rep, Bob Moffitt, talked the plant manager into letting him say, hey, there's 27 that will lose their pension that they've worked for because they're not vested. But in 89, in January, that law is going to change from 10 years to 5. So he talked them to let all 27 of us work one day in January, so we got vested and didn't lose our 7 years that we had worked so hard for.
So that is doing the right thing.
That's doing the right thing. And even when he did it, I didn't know it was going to affect me because I planned on working until I was 70. But, you know, when you're young, and to me now that looks young, that time it didn't. But I kept planning, I'm going to work until I'm 70. I mean, I wasn't worried about a pension. I wasn't worried about Social Security. I liked that big paycheck I was getting each week that the union had already got me.
There are so many people, I think, nowadays who thought that they could retire at 62 or 65 that are in the same boat, that are thinking, okay, now I am going to have to work until 70 mm-hmm. or some beyond 70.
Correct. And the way they're talking, people are even more scared of it. But because of the IM pension and my Social Security, I'm financially strong. And because of my family, my union brothers and sisters, the ones here, and many more, I'm happy. I look forward to tomorrow, and I know I'll never be alone. Thanks to everybody.
I'm so glad. Thank you for explaining.
Thank you.
So when you were lobbying, and I know you talked about Social Security and pensions, but did you also discuss Medicare and Medicaid?
We did. We brought up why it's important that universal health care, that people shouldn't have to worry. The everyone, the knowledge is out there, the drugs are out there, and yet people are worrying that their loved ones are going to die because it's not affordable or they can't get it. That should never be. We need to make sure there's universal health care for everyone because that's just the right thing to do.
So you're doing okay personally. What are you hearing from other people in your local who are retirees? How are they doing personally in 2018?
I have to tell you the truth. The IEM pension has, we're very fortunate that we have the IEM pension. Everyone I know say they're really glad that they have the IEM pension to go with their Social Security. They couldn't survive on one or the other. It took both. But we feel financially strong, the people I talk to. But it's only because we have our IEM pension.
And we fight for that.
And we fight
to get that pension in negotiations with companies. So.
Yeah, and we have to keep fighting with Congress and Senate and everything to keep our Social Security. It shouldn't be. We earned it. We earn it every day we work. And it's, we've already earned it. And we can't go backwards because once you do retire and you're up there, like they say, like I thought I was going to work till 70, well, I'm looking now like that was really dreaming big because physically you're not really up to it. I get to go out and enjoy life and not worry about it and be able to, my health is okay for what I do every day. But if I had to go to work every day in that, no.
You mentioned when you were like 55, 56. What is your message today to all those 55, 56-year-olds out there who are thinking about retirement?
Well, like I said, all I cared about at first was that paycheck going home because I was enjoying it. But you have to think of the future because you got to help yourself. There's not too many out there that's going to help you.
Thank you so much, Andrew, for coming to join us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our retirees that you see here that were lobbying on Capitol Hill today. All of them have been hard at work just pounding the pavement on Capitol Hill. And they've been here all week in Maryland at our training center. It's the William W. Wibbesinger Center in Hollywood, Maryland. So they have been down there all week for this retiree strategy program. For more information, if you would like more information on anything that we have talked about today, you can go to our website. You can contact the Retirees and Employee Assistance Program Department here at the IAM. Call 301-967-4717. That's 301-967-4717. You can also go to our website, which is goiam.org. That's goiam.org. Just click on departments and then headquarters, and then you'll see the Retirees Department listed there. And if you really have a pen and paper with you at home, you can write down 9000 Machinist Place, third floor. And is Ed still here?
Thanks.
Ed, what's your room number?
315.
315, okay. So it's 9000 Machinist Place, room 315, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20772. If you want to use snail mail, you can do that. So you two can join the conversation. Just let us know what you think on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, go ahead and comment on this video, even if you're watching the replay. And Bill Lipinski says, hey, Ed, great to see you, brother. So you got a message there from Bill Lipinski. He's waving, Bill, so he says hello back to you. If you're on Twitter, you can also hit the reply button and talk to us that way. We do appreciate all retweets on Twitter. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can use that live chat button, and your comments will stay up there as well. So let us know what you think on retirement, whether it be income, cost of living, or benefits. And we would like to thank all of our guests and our live studio audience, because we are also going to have another audience on Friday during a special French edition of Activate Live. Before we get to that, though, I want you to grab your pens and pencils or keep them in your hands, because it's time for our calendar of events and reminders. We want to remind you that registrations are due now for the September EAP 4 class. That deadline is July 22nd. So try to get your applications in by July 22nd if you'd like to take that September EAP, Employee Assistance Program 4 program. As far as our special events go, we have the TCU IAM Convention coming up in Las Vegas, July 24th to the 26th. August 12th through 17th is our IAM Safety and Health Conference. That will be in Hollywood, Maryland. August 8th to the 11th is the LACLA Convention, Labor Council of Latin American Advancement. I got it on the first try. That's going to be in San Juan, Puerto Rico. August 23rd to the 25th is the Pride at Work Convention. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. That is going to be hot. I guess it'll be hot in Puerto Rico as well. Yeah, speaking about hot, September 10th to the 11th, to the 14th is the Aerospace Conference in Fort Worth, Texas. So that's going to be hot as well. So dress accordingly. It'll be one of those deals where you're inside with air conditioning and you come outside and you feel like you stepped into an oven. But all of this information is on our website. We also mention it in our email that comes out twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we want to make sure that you had all that information. And also, if you're heading to the TCU IAM Convention, I did want to mention that the Brotherhood of Railway Carmen Division is meeting July 23rd. That is one day before the full TCU IAM Convention. So if you're interested in that, just remember the Brotherhood of Railway Carmen Division is meeting July 23rd. So that is basically it. This is in French on the screen, and I don't speak French, but we're leaving it up there because we want you to join us, if you speak French, for a special edition this Friday morning. It's going to be sometime around 11 a.m. I'd say between 10:30 and 11 it may start, depending on when everybody gets here. It's going to be all in French, and that is thanks to all of our members in Quebec. I know in Spanish it's Quebec, and I think in French it's Quebec, too. I know in English we say Quebec. Did I say that right? Quebec? Quebec. All right. So I don't speak French, but I can try, okay? So join us on Friday. Spread the word if you speak French to all of our members in Quebec. And I'm going to try right here. Let me know, Canadian members, how I'm doing, okay? À vendredi. Merci. That's all I know. Merci beaucoup. Thanks for joining us.